Log Talk Radio.
Up a little bit, Brother Miles.
I can't. That's as loud as I can talk.
Oh, my bad.
All right, is that better?
My bad.
Is that better?
I want to read that bad.
All right. All right, so is that better for you, Sister Mary?
That is. All
right, good. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and start this meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. This meeting is officially in order. We're going to go ahead and do our statement of faith and then pray in. And, okay, so what's on here? And then we will have the reading of the minutes by Sister Mary. I have them uploaded already, Sister Mary. So you can just read them from the screen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And this is, we don't need this one right now. All right. Good grief. We got to read the statement of faith. I did. So let me upload it real quick or drag it to the screen. Now, I saw the weather. You guys been in the 100 degrees?
Yeah.
That's crazy for you guys.
It is.
I hope y'all got AC.
Yes, sir. No, I don't have AC.
Well, I hope you got a wet cloth in.
I do.
With
a fan.
With a fan. Amen. I know, do what you can to keep cool. 100 degrees plus when you ain't got nothing to deal with it, that's killing type of temperatures.
Yeah, we're going to be 104 tomorrow and Saturday.
Mm.
Go to Costco or Samsung and buy one or wherever you go and then take the right one and go.
Yep.
People go there and buy the, when they have parties, go buy the tables and the chairs and take them back when they do.
Yeah, Costco, you can do that. All right, our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach who strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. We just bless you. We magnify your name, Father. And we just serve you, Father. We just hold you. And another will we not bow down to you, Father. For you alone are Elohim. And you're Elohim all by yourself. And so we just thank you in your name, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. 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 Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And our scripture on today is Psalms 133, the book of Psalms, chapter 133, verses 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. May the Most High bless him to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, and our scripture, I'm going to go ahead and Sister
you forget my name?
No, I was being interrupted. And Sister Mary, if you'll go ahead and read the minutes from last meeting.
Okay. Our last meeting was August 10th, 2023. We started at 7 p.m. and we ended at 9:30 p.m. Attendance of this meeting was Brother Miles, Sister Denise, and Sister Mary. The discussion of the meeting was Michael Green. Wednesday's market was good. This is the monthly market. That's what it's supposed to say, Brother Miles. The microgreens that left over Brother Miles is turning them into powder. After sales get better, Brother Miles is going to, the price may increase. This is a slow month. Brother Miles is contacting stores about purchasing the microgreens and the powder. The grant. No changes for us about the grant we applied for. One promises Brother Miles that they made that the USDA may help him, but other farmers hasn't heard anything either. Brother Miles is going to talk to Kayla again, going on with the grant. Michael brings again. The federal grid didn't do so good under the light. The wheat germ is okay. The heat may be the reason why the plants are not growing so well, but customers are still buying it. The bylaws. Oh, he changed it. Oh, no. Bylaw, section 12.01, number 5. Changes were made. We have a number A, young married couple. B, young adults less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantor. C, young single parents, male or female, will be assigned a pod. Section 12.01A is tabled until the next meeting. That's it, Brother Brown.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion. I made the corrections as you were reading. There
right.
were grammatical corrections. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the minutes as read. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Minutes are adopted as written. Yeah, you have to speak up so everybody can hear you. Okay. All right. So I'm going to give an update on the microgreens. We are basically just growing to make powders right now and to try testing out a few different growing methods for the heat. Did make another 12 bottles the other day of powdered microgreens. We are, after tonight, after this meeting tonight, we will go back out and plant again to create powders, and, you know, for our personal use. I do have the bottles set aside, one for you and Sister Mary, one for you, Sister Denise, and we will be mailing out to you.
Thank you.
So that you can try them out. Don't be sniffing this stuff because it, you know, makes your head tingle.
That sounds like from experience.
It is. I was pouring stuff and I got some on my thumb, concentrated dose, and I said, oh, I'm not going to waste this. And I just licked it off and my whole mouth was just tingling. So, but I do use it all the time in I and Sister Miles use them in, you know, our salads and stuff, cucumber salads and things like that. And so I am endeavoring. We got some microgreens out there now that are dehydrating. I think I'm going to try to grow another 2 trays of everything to dehydrate. And so that will be stuff that we take, you know, with us to the market, because they are now, you know, I have people who are preferring them that way. And they're not buying them once a month. They're, you know, those that are coming on a regular basis that like them and understand, they're buying them. Like the last guy who bought them, he bought 2 bottles at once. And so, you know, he's a real big consumer. But there are people who are buying them on the regular now, dehydrated, but they're still buying fresh greens as well. So that's a good thing. Then the fall markets are starting next month in September. Unless I did have a document I was working on, if I got that here. A document that I'm going to send out to the mailing list. It's going to give them all the market dates that are coming up, the locations. So I have them here. We got the Every Friday market starting again in September 15th. We have Sunday market, which is Sunday of the month. We have the second Wednesday of each market in Sun Village starting on the 13th.
The market starts September 15th?
Right. The Friday market starts September the 15th. Then the Sunday market starts September 17th. And then this month, the Wednesday market is on September the 13th. And then there's another market, let me go into my email. Sonoran market. Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me find my email. The response is on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me find this in the North market. Market is starting October 8th. And that's the second Sunday. So we have a second Sunday and a third Sunday. So the first and the fourth Sundays are still open, but the second and the third are taken up on markets. And then we'll be looking at doing some other markets, some that are going to be on Thursdays or Fridays during the day, or not Friday, Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday, as soon as I can find them. We'll try to get into some more markets. Okay, so those are the markets that are coming up. So we need to get ready for the 13th, the 15th, and the 17th. And then Friday is starting on the 13th, 15th, and 17th. Those are 3 days. I need to make sure that I have enough microgreens for all 3 of those days. So that would be a Sunday, and a Wednesday, Friday and Sunday. So I actually have to start growing for those separately. I'm looking at the calendar. So I want to make sure I stay on top of this. September 13th, 15th, and 17th. So 13th, 2 weeks from that. So I'll start growing for the 13th on the 29th of August, which is next week. So the 29th, 30th, and 31st, I will start separate grows. So I'll do a full group of trays or two trays per crop each one. And so by the 13th, that'll give a full 2 weeks for those crops to grow in. They should be, fully mature and ready to be sold by that time. Because I've been selling them right at about 10 days now. So I really want to give them 14 days so that they look, large and in charge. I will probably try to grow one full tray, which is like a 10 by 20 tray, for our wellness mix. And that should allow me to do, everything comes up okay, that'll allow me to do probably 5 to 7 wellness mixes, because those are real popular. The radish has been selling real popular. I know people who are looking for the fenugreek. And so, I want to make sure that we have a full crop. And then whatever we don't sell and don't set aside to consume ourselves, then it'll just go into the dehydration. Oh, that reminds me, I need to order. I want to order a spice rack. It holds maybe 12 bottles. I saw them on Amazon. I don't use that as a display. That's metal. Mm-hmm. So see if you got one, I ain't gonna buy one. But you're gonna lose it because I'm gonna be taking it to the market all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Already. I mean, I have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, see if you got it. If not, I'm gonna order one. So that the spice, the powders that we're selling, we've just been sitting them on the table, but I want to do a better display. That like that or standing up. I actually want one that's sort of tilted in there so people can see them. I saw something like that, yeah. I saw one that I wanted to like black, and so they'll sort of just stand up in there. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of tilted. And so that will be the display unit. Display so they can see it and then pick from there. I think I'm gonna wait until midwinter to go up on the price. So we're still gonna do $40 a bottle. And but probably starting in November. Yeah, that'll work. Probably starting in November, then I'm probably going to go up to $60. I'm probably going to go up to about $80 per bottle, double the price, for the simple reason that their actual value is about $102. So if they were, if they were taking the same amount and eating fresh, for 30 days worth, it'll be about $102. So.
But you're going up to $80.
Yeah, I'm going to go up to about $80. You're still getting them for what?
Uh-huh.
So it's still a bargain. And for those that understand, and if the market won't bear the price, then we'll go back down. But I think I'm going to go up double on the price. Because that is the real value, and we're giving them a discount so that It'll be, that'll be the value on it. And then maybe next year I'll go up to full price. And if they buy it through a subscription, then we'll give them a discount. Something like that. As I said, the more I use them, the more I like them myself. And the ones who have used them, I have not had anybody come back and say they didn't like it. And, you know, some of them are not using them every day, or some of them are using, you know, using it every day. But not, you know, I've only had positive remarks on them. So it was a good move to do that. Then we're going to add, I think we're going to add beet to that. So I'm going to buy some beet seed. And there's one more. Maybe, what was that, watercress? Watercress we may add. And so that will be a total of 10 or 11 different types of microgreens that we're growing and selling. And I think people are surprised when they see the variety that we have. For the simple reason, I think when they go to the other vendors, people are specializing in a certain type of microgreen, like, let's say, sunflower. Or, you know, they might specialize in wheatgrass, but they're not doing all the ones that we're doing. And so that is a, I think it's a selling point for a lot of people, because the people that I've had to actually come by and say that, you know, they're kind of surprised that we do have that variety. Oh, you're growing that many? Yeah. So it's a good thing. The winter crowd will be coming back, and so we had built just off of, you know, single markets with the winter crowd. We were up to about steady about $400-$500 a market. I expect that to grow to about $1,000 per market with the winter crowd. And then I'm really going to try to push to get the Wednesday market up to about $1,000. But as people are coming back, the regulars who don't leave, I expect them to be coming back to the market, and then the snowbirds starting in October, they'll start coming back. And I have to remember, I got a couple of subscriptions to restart for the Friday market for people, you know, people that were on subscription, and when they left town, they put their subscription on hold and want to restart when they come back. So we want to, you know, continue to grow that. Continue to grow that, but I want to more so try to grow it with the permanent people who are here. That way their subscription will run year round, because snowbirds, when they leave, they want to put theirs on hold. And so that those funds, you know, go on hold. Sooner or later, we will get a restaurant, or we will get a store, a mom and pop store. And we'll be right where we want to be financially with this. But, you know, the goal will be to grow it, really try to grow this into 60,000 plus a year. And I know we can get there. We just have to do more markets. So we can get there, and probably even, you know, more income than that if we're doing more markets. So that's the update on those. As far as the grant, still no word. I went out there yesterday, and I'll go check today just so I can, you know, can say there's no change. But I went out there, I believe, yesterday and checked. So I think what I'm going to do with this, because we still don't see a change on this, I'm going to try to reach back out to the person that's supposed to be in charge of this at the national level, which I have emailed into her, but she never has responded. You know, I'm going to try to be that squeaky wheel that stays in front of her. And they used to say what the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So I'm going to try to stay in front of her and until, you know, she say, well, I better answer this person. They just keep bugging me, whatever. So that she can tell me why we weren't looked at, if that's going to be the case, you know, and if I can have her to look at it, even if she's not going to, they're not going to use it, to tell me, you know, what we could do to improve it, what have you like that. And then I will, you know, I still have the package, so I know that they'll reoffer it next year. We'll reapply with the corrections, you know, whatever they say they need. But no updates on this right now. I haven't talked to Kayla in a couple of weeks. I'll email her maybe tomorrow during the day and try to set up a meeting with her, see what, you know, day she has open, see where she's along with her, the group she was developing that, you know, are supposed to be specifically designed around people of color, and, you know, see if she's set up any meetings to go to these navigation or these irrigation meetings where they're, you know, giving out money and those types of things. And I told her I would attend just so that we can have a presence there. And there's, she said she went to one and there was none of us there, no black people at all. And so I told her I would attend. I'm interested in attending and, you know, getting the name out there and getting the FaceTime with these people who are in charge of the money and that kind of stuff. So it takes, you know, that's just part of networking, getting your name known, getting your face known, and then when they have money, if you're there at the meeting and they're giving out money and they're giving out money to everybody but you, then, you know, you can say something, hey, you know, this is supposed to be designed for this. I qualify for this. They're looking at me, and I don't have a problem saying it. That, you know, they should be, traditionally, even the money that's been earmarked for, let's say, historically disadvantaged farmers, if they're not there, what do you think they're going to do with that money?
Give it away to the white people.
That's right. And that's what they've been doing. So, you know, I thought I would make myself available for those things. I would start networking within those different groups. And then I have to start looking at some of the colleges to partner up with and go to some of their meetings, because some of these grants require that you be in partnership with, you know, a college or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I just got to make myself available, find out what it is and make myself available and go to it. But I will start doing that so that we can, you know, they can put a name with a face in an organization. Okay, what else? I talked about the grant, talked about the microgreens. So I think we are ready to start looking at the bylaws and that. So let me bring that up and share my screen. Let me go ahead and just save these for today's date and save them again when we're finished. Today is the 24th.
Yes. It would have been my aunt's birthday. She would have been 108.
Hmm. What day, what age did she pass at?
80. I want to say 82.
Okay.
So, if my mom's birthday was the 21st, she would have been 109.
And what age did she actually live to?
She was 91.
Well, it sounds like there's longevity in your family.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You got at least another 30 years. Amen to that. All right. So on the bylaws, we got section 12.01, and we're still in 12.01. Let's see what we put in here for A. And we'll just read this, 12.01A, 5A. A young adult that is less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantor. Married, young adults being 18 but less than 20 years of age must be sponsored by a member of the community. Young single parents, male or female, will be assigned a pod. So I think we just said married people, married young adults would get a pod.
Yeah.
I think we did say that someplace else. Yeah, we did. We're back up here. Young adults that grow up in the community, having 4 or more years experience in the community, are eligible for their own quarters, pods, at the age of 20, and must complete the newcomer's orientation training before being assigned quarters or a pod. So this,
You're not sharing your screen.
Oh, thank you for reminding me, because I sure was just talking. Okay, so let me share my screen. So you should see the screen sharing come up here now. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so screen share should be available now.
Okay.
Go ahead and try it, see if you can see it.
Yes, I can.
Okay, and what about you, Sister Denise?
Yes, it's up.
Okay. So I think we're going to add this, and must complete the newcomer's orientation training before being assigned quarters or a pod, to everybody that we see is going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just add this and clause to all of it. Okay, a family that joins with children or young adults less than 20 years old are responsible to teach their children the culture of the community and to ensure they participate in the community activities that contribute to the good of the community. And I don't want to do another and here, so I'm going to paste that in here. I'm going to just change this and. I'm going to put a period here. And then go with new families. Must complete the newcomer's orientation quarters or a pod. We're going to say this. New families must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks. Quarters or a pod. Adults 20 years of age and older must demonstrate that they are financially responsible and willing and capable of contributing to the community, both monetarily and socially, and fully understand the culture of the community as far as its philosophies and doctrines. If a young adult younger than 25 years of age, younger than 25 years of age is not able to demonstrate financial responsibility, they must have a contract guarantor. So 1, 2, 3. if we agree with this. I think one, two, three, and five.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to put up under their own section because two, and three. We will put up under their own section. So these right here. So let's read these and then we'll make a decision. I think we need to just put them up under their own section. Because we're not saying that we're not saying that these individuals require a contract guarantor.
Uh-huh.
But we are defining when they can be assigned quarters. So
okay. We
will put them up under their own section. And then four and five, we're actually saying that they require a contract guarantor. So then we only have one and two up under there. Four and five, if we move one, two, and three out, adults 20 years of age and older must demonstrate that they are financially responsible, willing and capable of contributing to the community. I'm going to add that clause here. They must complete the newcomer's orientation training. Okay. Okay. All right, so let's all read this together and see if we agree with this. Are you interested in that? Is that better for you guys there on your eyes?
Yes, I got my glasses on.
I did too.
Amen.
The other one was fine.
All right. So let's read this and make sure that we agree with this. And we're going to vote on these today. We're going to see, and then we're going to move, I believe, one, two, and three from under here, create their own section for them.
Okay.
And then they might become 12 dot whatever, but we'll move them from under here because they don't require a contract guarantors. Okay. One,
okay.
Young adults that grew up in the community having four or more years of experience in the community are eligible for their own quarters pod at the age of 20 and must complete the newcomer's orientation training. I don't want to change this in here. We don't have to put that in there. Because if they're living in the community, then they can take it at any time before their 20th birthday. But they got to complete it before quarters are assigned to them. Okay. Anybody got a problem with that reading?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Number two, a family that joins with children or young adults less than 20 years old are responsible to teach their children the culture of the community and to ensure they community activities that contribute to the good of the community. New families must complete the newcomers orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned quarters or a pod. So I'm giving them 6 weeks after they move in. Now they'll be, during their vetting and stuff, they'll be given material on the community, but they'll have to complete the official class before 6 weeks after they've been assigned quarters. So they'll have to complete it within 6 weeks of being given quarters. Anybody have a problem with that statement?
No.
or that time frame?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't have a problem.
Okay. Adults 20 years of age or older must demonstrate that they are financially responsible, willing, and capable of contributing to the community, both monetarily, socially, and fully understand the culture of the community as far as its philosophies and doctrines, and must complete the newcomer's orientation training before being assigned quarters or a pod. And that sounds like a repeat. Let me make sure that's not a repeat of two. That's a family. Now, this is just adults, 20 years or older of age. So
right.
They're not coming with a family. They are joining a community, but they're 20 years old.
Coming on their own.
Right. Anybody have a problem with that reading?
No.
What about you, Sister Mary?
No.
Okay. I know Sister Miles is not. He is on another phone call right now. If a young adult younger than 25 years old of age is not able to demonstrate financial responsibility, must have a contract guarantee. Okay, that's just let out, you know. Now we're getting into the what, contract guarantees?
Right.
Okay. A young adult that is less than 20 years of age, 20 years old, must have a contract guarantee. And I'm going to change it from a period to a colon because we got A, B, and C here. Colon. This should not be an A. There we go. Let me move this over, though. Okay. So a young adult less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantee. A. Let's do this. Following young adults that are less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantee. Married, married individuals will be assigned a pod and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks. This is supposed to be like this, not 6 weeks. Within 6 weeks of being assigned quarters or a pod. So if they're less than 20, they still have to have a contract guarantee. And they have to complete the orientation. Young adults being 18 but less than 20 of age must be sponsored by a member of the community. And let's see where I have the beginning of that. So we don't need this right here. And must complete the newcomer's orientation training before, let's see, within, don't need before here. So A, married individuals will be assigned a pod and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned quarters, but because they're less than 20 years old, they still need to have a contract guarantee. Okay, young adults being 18 but less than 20 years of age must be sponsored by a member of the community and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned to a sponsor. So this one may not go here. Must have a sponsor, member of the community. Must be sponsored by a member of the community. Must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks, being assigned to a sponsor within 6 weeks. Being assigned to a sponsor. So I'm not sure this needs a contract guarantee. Because I'm thinking that the sponsor is guaranteeing, the sponsor is, will be paying whatever, just like they're coming with their, ask their children or something.
Right.
Let's talk about this and make sure that we're understanding what we're saying here. If they're 18 but less than 20, they must be sponsored by a member of the community. But yeah, that is the sponsor going to be paying for them, or are they coming? Because they're going to be staying with that sponsor. 18 but less than 20. Yeah, let's talk about this for a minute.
You said they're going to be staying with the sponsor?
Right. The sponsor is going to be, if they're 18 years old and they're single, because we don't want anybody younger than 18 joining, you know, on their own because they're still minors.
Right.
But if they're 18 years old and they're, you know, by the world standard, they are grown, even though according to our standards, they're not. 20 years old. If they're 20 years old, they wouldn't, they're less than 20, so it's just 18 and 19 year olds. The young adult being 18, but less than 20 years old. Okay, that's just 18 and 19 year olds.
All right.
By a member of the community and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned to a sponsor. I want to add in twelve dot zero one dot three. So the requirements of 12.01.3. Okay, so 12.01.3, adults 20 years of age and older must demonstrate that they are financially responsible. But these individuals are coming if they're 18 or 19, then is the sponsor paying for them? I think we were saying that these individuals were on their own, but they needed to have, and they would live with those sponsors for that time period. Are we going to be requiring them to have income as well?
Yeah, if they want to be responsible, then that way they'll know what to do.
Okay, so we can, you know, say they must also demonstrate the requirements of 12.0.1, 12.01.3.
Right.
I thought that was about the families. Okay, you confused me.
Adults 20 years of age and older. So this is not the families are in too.
I would think if they were like 18, 19 years old and learning responsibility, they would still be with their parents.
These are people who are coming who aren't with a parent. They want to join, and they require a sponsor. The sponsor is like their parent.
Okay.
So, but I think subparagraph 4 more applies than 3.
Three was going to get his own section, right?
Yeah, but we're still going to want them to be financially responsible.
Yeah.
So if we put this here, to leave this part out for this one, so they're going to be living with somebody.
They don't have to take the newcomer's orientation if they be living with
someone? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they still got to. So it says that up in here.
Oh, okay.
But they're not. But they're not getting assigned quarters until they turn 20 years old.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not single, parents, and they're not of age yet.
Okay.
So they'll still be required to take the newcomer's orientation, and they still have to demonstrate that they're financially responsible. We'll just read it, okay?
Okay.
So, these are people who still require a contract guarantor. But because they are being a sponsor, and the sponsor is really their contract guarantor.
Okay.
Okay. The young adults being 18 plus, but less than 20 years of age, by a member of the community. If a member of the community is their contract guarantor and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks of being 6 weeks of being assigned to a sponsor, and must demonstrate that they are financially responsible, willing, and capable of contributing to the community, both monetarily, socially, and fully understand the culture of the community as far as its philosophies and doctrines. So they'll get a lot of that out of the orientation. Right. Any problem with that reading?
No.
Sister Mary?
No, we said it at the same time.
Oh, okay. you know, y'all sound alike, so it didn't sound like stereo, though. Single parent, male or female, will be assigned a pod and must, let me take this out, this, and must complete the new commerce orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned quarters or a pod. Okay. Any problems with what we've read so far?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Okay. Hey, so let me invent a section down here for 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Let me do this. Because these don't really go up under here, so I'm going to cut those. And let's see. Twelve, thirteen.
I think 12, 16 is the last.
Okay, we're going to do a 12-17.
Okay.
I don't want to do it like that. Then that's 12. I'm not going to give it a heading yet. Okay. So we added section 12 dot of quarters for young adults.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we put paragraphs 1, 2, and 3. And when we go back up to section 12 dot, dot 5, section 12 dot 5, 12.01.5, then now paragraph 4 became 1 and paragraph 1 only got one paragraph up under there. Make sure I didn't move too much.
That was me plugging up something in the computer and then making that noise.
So we only moved 1, 2, and 3. I thought we had a 4 and a 5. Maybe we only had 4. This should be a 2. Four, Okay, so these line up.
So now we're in section 12.02.
Yeah, it. I had to renumber them. One. I want to make sure these are lining up. Hold on a second here. Go over that way. Okay. So now we got section 1.01.1. That's a new, it's a new 1.01 because we moved 1, 2, and 3 down to section 12.17. And so contract guarantees is for a young adult younger than 25 years of age is not able to demonstrate financial responsibility. They must have a contract guarantor. The following young adults that are less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantor. And these are the ones we just talked about and just modified. So we've already read these and agreed on these, A, B, and C.
Uh-huh.
Now, now this is different, new categories of people who need contract guarantors, regardless of age. A member must have a contract guarantor if the member in question has received 3 or more notices of non-payment of rent within the previous 12 months. So we're going to say we can't call this rent because it's not really rent. So non-payment of their commitment.
Okay, what section are we in? We're in 12.02?
No, we're still in 12.01. 12.01. Hold on a minute. Let me change this right here. That's the payment. So it's still in 12.01. That's the major section right here. But
okay.
We are in subparagraph 2 of that. So 12.01, 12.01.2.
Okay.
Okay, because we moved 1, 2, and 3 down to 17. So everything up here got renumbered.
Okay.
It is 4 and 5 to 1 and 2.
Yeah, but it could be
a payment.
Mm-mm.
No, because payment is like rent. Payment. It's a payment. Everybody is giving a payment every month.
Okay.
So if they miss if they receive 3 or more notices of non-payment of their commitment within the previous 12 months. So this is saying that they've been, what, low on pain?
Right.
Okay. The member in question has a current guaranteed payment plan with YFCC, even if the payment plan expires before the new contract year begins. I don't know. Everybody's on a payment plan with what they have committed to paying. So I don't know that we need this subparagraph B.
Okay.
Not unless, you know, they've been slow and we put them on a different payment plan.
Are you saying something
that they're making? I mean, what they're contributing? Not so much they're contributing, but how they're contributing. So if somebody was paying every month and if something happened, they got to pay once a quarter because that's how their money coming in, I could see that being, that we could do a different payment plan for them.
Uh-huh.
So we might leave B in there for that reason. Stop.
interest is how you're going to pay it when you come in.
Right, but what if it changes? What if something in the situation changes?
Then you come before the board.
Right.
Yeah, right, so they'll get a different payment plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So even if they come before the board, they would still get a different payment plan.
Yeah,
I don't think that would be a counselor.
Board. Board.
Yeah, a board. Member Services Committee.
Council of the board. Council go there and they would, tell them what they need to do.
I don't think that would be why they're going. That's why they would be needing a guarantee. A current guaranteed payment plan. This is the exception. So it is being addressed right here. And you know, as long as they can show that member services officer that, you know, hey, this is what I'm getting paid, and this is what I can pay, then that's just what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the next year they probably wouldn't need a guarantor. You know, they've proven that that's just the way their money comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way their money comes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only see this if they were on a monthly and something changed, and they had to go to a quarter, or you know, every bi-monthly or whatever, or you know, every 2 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Mary, you're awful quiet.
Yeah, I get it, Brother Mike.
Okay. I don't see this being invoked in B unless their payment plan changed. And so everybody's, you know, contributing monthly, and then they have some type of special circumstance where they can't pay monthly, but they can pay every 2 months, they can pay every 3 months.
All right.
No, we don't. We're not. We haven't considered that. If they're coming, they can't bring. You know, if it's you, the same with you and me. If we have 6 or 7 kids, we got 6 or 7 kids. Then whatever income we got, that's what we're accepting. That's not their extended family, though.
Well, no, they have
if they get, then that's a whole two different families. That's not one family. What?
Three families? I mean, how would that work?
Then, say somebody came, they had kids and grandkids. Okay?
No, I'm not.
Well, if you're talking about somebody coming and they got a child with them, they've got kids, then that's two different families.
It is.
If they got two wives, then that's still two different families. It's one family, but it's two wives. They would still, both women would still be contributing or whatever, and the husband. No, if you and I came and let's say we had King.
Mm-hmm.
King is our grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
We just treat him like a child in the family. Now, if Rashawn, our son, came also and King is there,
mm-hmm.
That's two different families. Mm-hmm. So Rashawn, he'd be grown. He'd have to take care of what, his own kid?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's two different families. He would have to qualify. Now, if we're bringing our grandson up there and he's not coming, then King would be like our child. We're taking responsibility. He's a child. We're taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But if his father came, that's a whole other adult. And they have to be vetted and go through the whole 9 yards as well. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's where we would have to look at that. Somebody can come and say, oh, well, yeah, I got my son and my daughter, and they got kids, and they got kids, and they got kids, and we're just one family, and I'm the only one working. You're the only one coming. I don't say it like that, but it is, everything has to be decent and in order. And what, good common sense. And you can tell when people are trying to take advantage of the system.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then we'd be like, no, you got to be bringing in income, and you're a separate family. I'm sure you're not going to be wanting to stay with your mom and your daddy, and you're 40 years old with a wife.
Down syndrome.
I mean, if that's the case, then that's a whole different situation.
I know. I just wanted anything in there clarifying that. I mean, I went over this before. Talked about before. I don't know if you already went over that.
Yeah. That they would have. They would be. That would be not an extended. Father, mother, and children. That's a family. Now, if the children got children, that's a whole different family. And if the children are grown, that's a whole different family. Then if it's like that, then they still, all of them have to be contributing.
But all have their own place.
They could, yeah. By law, they would have to have their own place. They still have to be paying for them. So, three, anybody got a problem with 2A and B? Well, let's read 2A and B again. A member in question has received three or more notices of non-payment of their commitment within the previous 12 months. So they got to have a contract guarantee if they've been late three times within 12 months. The member in question has a current guaranteed payment plan with the YFCC, even if the payment plan expires before the new contract year begins. So we have to have a guarantee. Any problem with those two statements?
No.
Okay. A member who is required to have a contract guarantee must have a contract guarantee in place before the POD or the YFCC can approve and sign their contract. Such guarantors must sign appropriate legal documents whereby they guarantee to YFCC the full performance and observance of all agreements and conditions contained in the contract, including punctual payment for all room charges. We're going to probably change this part. I think we can stop this here. Punctual payment, because we don't have a food co-op payment. We don't have long-distance telephone charges. We've already discussed that in another area.
Mm-hmm.
Damages, we discussed in another area. And work compensation payment, we ain't discussed that, but I don't even know what that would be.
No, neither.
Well,
what's that in there for?
So we're going to...
Wouldn't that be one of the, if you lost your job and you're getting work compensation?
Yeah, if they lost their job they're getting unemployment.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that would just become part of their contribution while they're on unemployment.
Right.
Right.
Work job compensation payment.
Well, that could be something if they got hurt on the job, they get compensation for the time like
Yeah, either way it goes, it still becomes part of that. If that's all they're getting.
Okay, yeah.
Then that's still just part of their what?
So whatever they give, so they don't have to be in there, they get something.
Right, it becomes part of their contribution. I'm going to say if it's disability, then that's what they're making. Then that's what, we agreed to, that's what just becomes their contribution. We're not going to kick them out and say, oh, you're making less than that. the community in that case has to pick it up. So if they were making $1,000 and now they're making $750, then they're there for $750. Does that make sense to everybody?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure because some of these guys are kind of weak.
So
we'll just say that their sponsor is going to be responsible, knowing that they're what the contract guarantee knows that they're responsible for punctual payment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The, you know, the payments are applied. All the money is in one pot, so it goes to a general fund. Everybody's eating off of, you know, eating off the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and all the electricity and all that kind of stuff. So that other stuff doesn't apply.
He is now in the conference.
You'll be able to have what?
You'll be able to have what?
Okay, I'm gonna came in. Because of an echo. Okay. So do we have any issues there?
No. No, because you can only pay what you get.
Right.
Right.
They could. Yeah, we're just saying they got to have a guarantor, but if they got two or three people willing to guarantee, who would we say no? As long as somebody's paying for them, then we are fine with that. Okay. Number four. Before determining whether an individual may serve as a contract guarantee, the member service coordinator will determine. So now we're going to talk about the duties of what the member services coordinator will be responsible for.
Right. Make sure that the guarantor is responsible.
Right.
That makes sense.
Okay, give me a hot second here. All right.
As a person
who's on the 480 number, can you identify yourself? Hello. Whoever dialed
phone number.
Can you identify?
So we can give you.
All right, you're gonna have to identify yourself, or I have to kick you out. Okay, going one.
Going twice.
Hello. All right.
I'm not sure what phone number you asked about, but this is Claire.
All right. This is Claire. Welcome to the meeting.
I'm just going to mute you.
Okay, let's continue. So, before determining whether an individual may serve as a contract guarantee, the member service coordinator will determine and verify the individual's employment and income, the individual's cash assets, if savings are pledged, how much, if any, the individual owes to creditors, and whether the individual has any outstanding court judgments or unpaid debt. because we're going to need to know what they're committing and what they're bringing and so forth. So that'll be the member's service coordinator will run the credit check stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we still run credit check. Okay. Run background checks and everything else. Even credit check. Okay. Additionally, a current or former YFCC member whose debt exceeds $100 may not be a contract guarantor for another member. A current or a former YFCC member whose debt exceeds $100. Let's talk about this because I don't know what this applies to. So we got to think of this first as a not like a non YFCC community and how they applied this. If they have $100 or more debt to the community?
Have that.
But then they wouldn't make a guarantee anyway if they had debt.
Right.
They are also behind, or they've been behind at least one time during that 12 months.
Yeah, I think, well, we're going to have to apply this differently. Because, this would mean that the guarantor missed a payment.
Right.
Okay. So a current or a former YFCC member whose debt exceeds, so that's the debt to YFCC.
Yes, was the contribution?
Yeah.
So it should say $100, it should say contribution. Payment.
Yeah, I mean, with the contribution, it would be $1,000.
Well,
you said if they're $100 in debt.
Yeah, but you don't need to pay $100 in debt because it's something else. So in the terms of YFCC, it's like what you said, payment contribution, it's just say one payment contribution. Have been behind on one payment contribution or been behind at all within the last 12 months, it can't be a guarantee of the money.
Let's look and see what we use up here. Commit.
Commitment, or behind on one payment, or how many you want to put in there, one or two, in the last 12 months, you know?
So let's talk about this. We got, you know, everybody's got a commitment that we've committed to for this, and if somebody fall behind, we already got provisions if they fall behind so many times, then they got to get a contract guarantor. So if somebody, yes, ma'am.
Are we talking about who qualifies to be a contract guarantor?
Yeah.
Well, if the guarantor, then that's how he's going to send somebody else to have to pay.
Right. Well, we're saying that, but you know, we're trying to say if they're a guarantor, if they've missed a payment, they can't be a guarantor.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're trying to help me do something and you don't know how to do it, how are you going to help me?
Well, let's say this, okay, because we got to be careful with what we say and do. I know, let me get my thoughts together. Don't keep adding to it. Okay. If, let's say, I'm going to use me as an example, okay?
Okay.
Let's say that Social Security misses a month for whatever the reason, and I can't pay that month because I didn't get my Social Security check. Then by all rights in the records, I missed the payment, right?
Right.
But that's not really due to my own fault. Okay. But by the records, I would have missed the payment. Then it's saying that I couldn't be a contract guarantor. If we do it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it says right here, it says, additionally, a current or a former YFCC member who may not be a contract guarantor.
Right, it's saying, but...
Or other members.
Right. It's saying that because we didn't put in what they have to, we didn't put in the stipulation of what would disqualify them for being contract guaranteed. So if I unerase what I took out of there, let's read this. Additionally, a current or a former YFCC member whose debt exceeds $100 may not be a contract guarantor for another member. That's the qualification for them not being one under this.
Right.
So what we have to say what is going to make them, what's going to disqualify them from being a contract guarantor. We're changing it from this $100 to something. And what do we want to change it to?
Okay, so if you use your Social Security, right,
mm-hmm.
they don't pay you that much. They're going to pay you.
It doesn't matter.
No, but I know. I understand that. But if they don't pay you, they always, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how
they'll make it up the next month or whatever.
Next month, so they already catch it up.
Right. But that is still a mispayment. So if they look on that and say, you missed that, you can't say, well, you get Social Security, so.
Then you have to do A, B, and C.
No, we don't.
Yeah, because if
well, I think you were saying that you already in debt without.
I don't even know you're talking. Say that again.
I'm thinking that if you already in debt, then how you going to feel?
Well, I agree. If you're already behind, then how you going to be one?
Well,
okay.
Well, that's how I interpreted this.
So if they're behind, right, are we going to they have been behind? Because, like I said, we can't use Social Security because they don't catch it up. You can't use that because they do catch it up. It's not like you're going into the system, right, into the community, and you're basing everything based on your Social Security, right? Everybody knows the government shuts down, okay, and sometimes the Social Security check don't come through. And so, they come to an agreement about the budget, right?
Right. I'm just saying, I use Social Security as an example because by our record, it would show that you missed a payment regardless of what it was for.
Yeah.
So, and you cannot say, well, because somebody has a job and they missed a payment, because of Social Security, we're going to treat it differently.
Well, that's why we have to figure out an A, B, or
we don't have to do an A, B, and C. If you miss, okay,
uh-huh.
then that's what it's going to show. So if somebody misses one payment,
mm-hmm.
are we going to do that?
Anyway, they can't do a guarantee anyway, because that means they got to pay. They may have to end up paying for them. They can't do a guarantee anyway, because they don't make that much, to be a guarantee.
Well,
because all of this,
they're guaranteeing for that person. So, I'm using that as an example. But we can't be getting into.
Okay. Now, so if a person's a guarantor that's in the community, right,
mm-hmm.
they're already given everything, how do they be a guarantor?
They're taking that person up under their wing, more or less. They become part of their household.
So they bring it in the household. If they can't pay for their pod, and they say, well, we're going to be the guarantor, they have to move out of the pod and move in with them.
Yeah. Well, we got to discuss. Because, that's another aspect of this that we haven't looked at. We have to discuss, because if everybody's already given their all, how can you sponsor somebody?
Right.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, okay, so you talked about that part. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, so
we have
the outside guarantee at any given time, because everybody's already given their all.
Yeah.
So the contract guarantee, that's almost like co-signing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So unless
if you don't pay, I got to pay for you.
So unless that guarantor plans to let them move into their pod and so they get on their feet or whatever, it would have to be an outside guarantor.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, but let's do this right here first.
That's
So we either need to say current YFCC members cannot be contract guarantors.
Or another member.
Or another member, yeah.
move in.
Either that or they ain't giving their all.
That's right.
So I'm gonna add. I'm gonna do this. Okay.
If they already are fit.
So that takes care of that. Current YFCC members may not be a contract guarantor for another member. Because current YFCC members are always supposed to be giving their what?
All.
Unless
they want to have them spend with them. Have room.
Well... The only, well, no.
No, because you said even when people have
been only for those young people.
No,
that have,
okay.
Other than that, they've grown and all that, no.
Yeah, no, okay.
And then, you know, this is policy, and policy can what change? We look at it later on and say, hey, maybe we were wrong on that, or it needs to be modified, but right now we're going to say current YFCC members may not be contract guarantors. May not be a contract guarantor for another member. And then right here, we need to say, no. Okay, so additionally, former YFCC members. Former YFCC member who have a debt that exceeds $100. So if they left and they owed us more than $100,
they can't be
a contract guarantor.
What if they rectify that debt?
If they rectify it, then they can be one.
Mm.
How does that, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
Are you still be able to see my screen?
Yeah. No.
Pull it up.
Yeah, no.
I did.
Did you put the screen down?
No.
You can't pull it up?
I'm gonna see.
You're gonna say my bad.
It's the heat.
Well, then it's a bona fide excuse then.
Yeah, if it's new to you, no. That heat is something else.
I can't pull it up.
You can't pull it up?
No.
Okay, I'm going to stop sharing and start sharing again, okay?
You've been plugging in too much stuff.
I know.
Wait a minute, you didn't say that. Hearing again now. You too, Miss America. Yours would have stopped.
I'm still at current YMCA members may not be a contract guarantee for another member.
You can see that?
Yes.
But you can't see what I got highlighted?
No. It's additionally a former YMCA member. There you go. Who has a that is $100 may not be a contract guarantee for another member.
$100.
Would they all be $100? I don't know.
A full month commitment. A month commitment.
Yeah, we can just say
debt owed to the community?
A debt is something you owe.
Yeah, you know, I know, but say...
That have a debt may not.
In the community.
That's what it's going to be in the community. You can't get them for owing somebody else.
Well, you said you're credit checking.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with that.
So you said you're credit checking. You said you're credit checking outside company.
No, if they say they're contributing, then, you know, they can have a debt. You can't say everybody got
a debt. That's right. You got to say what the debt is too. Not debt. The debt, that's a general debt. That's in a general statement. A debt to the community.
Okay, that's by you.
No, just please no. Leave it like that. Who agree with me? Is that debt saying debt? Is that a general statement for overall? Or, I don't know.
Because they're a former YFCC member. Why do we care? I mean, I guess we would have to do a credit check on them as well if they're guaranteeing payment. Can't have somebody come up with a 300 credit score. Talking about they're going to pay their debt.
That's what they have billions of dollars, you know, because people don't care about credit.
Well, then how would we determine?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. But, okay, so that just sounds better, right? Read it. How does that sound?
I was fine with the first way, but...
Well, this is... Oh, debt. Debt, let me say, okay, I got debt out there.
Okay, so just to clear it up, if they were a former member, YFCC member, mm-hmm. who have a debt to the community, may not be a contract guarantor for another member.
Okay. How can they get it all when they got outside debt?
Who are you talking about?
The people in the community.
Even with that, people come, you know, they'll have to take their debt out, and this is what I'm able to give.
Okay.
If they are 100% in debt, then we got a problem. We're sorry, but...
Right. If there are people who got 25 cents left on their paycheck, they'll find some for a month to get rid of that 25 cent bill. You know, bill for 25 cents.
Yeah, no, that's part of the betting. Yeah. If they're too much in debt, then they wouldn't have anything that they could contribute to the community anyway. Didn't come for 25 cent a month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know we're joking around, but that was serious.
I got 5 cents.
Sorry, but you just don't meet the requirements for the community. Unless
no,
we're doing,
God,
unless we're doing.
What about that lady get 2 cents?
Well, unless we are doing at this point, there's going to come a time where we can help people who are truly in debt or truly
mm-hmm.
what needy. But we're going. But that again has to be based upon. It's not something of their own fault. If they ran up $100,000 worth of debt and they broke, we're not going to say, oh, well, you can come because you're $100,000 in debt.
They got no debt, now they got it.
Then that's a completely different thing. We have to look at circumstance. Anybody got a problem with six, the way it reads right now?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
Sister Mary, you awful quiet again.
No.
You eating?
Haven't.
Sister Miles said you were over there eating, so that's why you couldn't say nothing. So we don't have a problem with six.
No, I don't.
Okay. Seven. If a member with a contract guarantor fails to make a scheduled payment, then the contract guarantor must honor their guarantee of the member's entire debt upon demand. So they'd have to understand that.
Yeah.
So in these contract guarantors, so really the contract guarantor is saying they'll make the payment if the member can.
Right.
Okay. So that is all of Section 12.01 as it stands now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've agreed upon everything in here. So I'm going to make a motion. Let me just read it through, and then we'll make a motion to vote to adopt it, one way or the other, or not to, all right?
Okay.
Section 12.01, contract guarantors. If a young adult, younger than 5 years of age, is not able to demonstrate financial responsibility, they must have a contract guarantor. The following young adults that are less than 20 years old must have a contract guarantor. Married individuals. Will be assigned a pod and must complete a newcomer's orientation, training within 6 weeks of being assigned quarters. So this is married individuals who are less than, what, 20 years old?
What are 25 years old? No. 25.
25 is, we didn't do that for everybody that's less than 25 has to be a contract guarantee.
But 25
or older?
Yeah, because
that's 25. Young adult, young adult, 25 years old is not able to determine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, these are if they're 25 years of age and not able to demonstrate it. If they're able to demonstrate it, they don't have to have a contract guarantee.
Okay.
But if they're not able to demonstrate it, if they're younger than 25, then they have to have one. If they're less than 20 years old, they must, no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, do we agree with that?
Yeah.
I agree with that because they have to, like I said, it's got to co-sign.
Right. Two different situations.
Okay.
So if a young adult younger than 25 years of age is not able to demonstrate financial responsibility, they must have a contract guarantee. The following young adults that are less than 20 years old must, whether they are financially responsible or not, they must have a contract guarantee.
Right.
Married individuals. So if they're married and they're less than 25 and they're less than 20 years old, we're saying they must have a contract guarantee. But we're still going to assign them a pod if they get a guarantee, because this is saying that they can still be assigned with quarters. Because they're married, but they're less than 20 years old. They got to have a contract guarantee.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah. Well, we already got that down there. Young adults being 18 must, but less than 20 of years of age, must be sponsored by a member of the community. Whom is their contract guarantee? Well, we can't say that now. So basically.
It's a sponsor to make sure they go with all the training and.
If they're 18 to 20, if they're less than 20 years old and they are sponsored, mm-hmm. they're supposed to be moving in with that sponsor. Sponsor is their contract guarantee because they're actually living in their household.
Okay.
Now. So if the young person is able to you know, contribute to the community financially, then that's just what gravy on top
mm-hmm.
until they're able to move out on their own.
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks of being assigned to a sponsor. And this needs to have an and in here. And must demonstrate that they are financially responsible, willing, and capable of contributing to the community, both monetary, socially, and fully understand the culture of the community as far as its philosophies and doctrines. Young single parents, or male, male or female, will be assigned a pod and must complete the newcomer's orientation training within 6 weeks. So young single parents, if they're less than 20, well, we're saying if they're less than 20 years old, even if they're a single parent, they must have a contract guarantee. Everybody agree upon that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, regardless of their age, a member must have a contract guarantee. If the member is in question has received three or more notices of non-payment of their commitment within the previous 12 months. B, the member in question has a contract guarantee or payment plan with YFCC. We're talking about exceptions to the rules where they say, hey, I can only pay every 2 months. whatever, and we accept them, even if the payment plan expires before the new contract year begins. A member who is required to have a contract guarantor must have a contract guarantor in place before the POD or YFCC can approve and sign their contract. Such guarantors must sign appropriate legal documentation whereby they guarantee the YFCC the full performance and observance of all the agreements and conditions contained in the contract, including the punctual payment. Any problems with those two last two things I read?
No.
Okay. Is Sister Mary?
No, I was writing.
Okay. Determining whether an individual may serve as a contract guarantor, the member service coordinator will determine and verify the individual's employment and income. So this will apply because contract guarantors are outside.
Mm-hmm.
The individual employment and income, the individual's cash assets, if savings are pledged, how much, if any, the individual owes to creditors, and whether the individual has any outstanding court judgments for unpaid debt. If they got a judgment, then we're going to have, what, a problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that mean that they did not, depending upon what the judgment's for, and we'll have to look at that. If it was for a car, maybe not. If it's for an apartment, if it's for...
It was a co-signer for somebody and they never told them they were having a problem paying something.
Yeah, it could be for a co-signing on something. They may have got a judgment. So that would have to be looked at. But and the member services committee would have to make up their standards on that, approved by the board.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any problems with A, B, C, and D?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. No. Current YFCC members may not be a contract guarantor for another member. So that actually, you know, just make sure that they can't, you know, they can't guarantee for somebody else. Additionally, a former YFCC member who has a debt may not be a contract guarantor for another member. If a member with a contract guarantor fails to make a scheduled payment, then the contract guarantor must honor their guarantee of the member's entire debt upon demand. Questions, comments, complaints, moans, groans.
Mm-hmm.
With what we read in 12.01.
No. I'm good.
Okay. So I make a motion that we adopt section 12.01 in its entirety as read, written and read. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Let me unmute you. Sister Clara. Are you there?
Yes, I do not oppose.
Okay.
So, section
12.01 And if you will so make a note of that, Mr. Mary.
Okay. What did you say? I said we voted, all agreed.
All right, amen. So it just note that it's adopted as written. Were you able to hear that?
Yes.
Okay. It is now 7:05. We will start on section 12.02 at the next meeting. This is allowable debt for contract approval. So we will just read over 12.02 at the next meeting, depends upon how long it is, and then we will start modifying it for our use. On next week. Well, actually, 12.02 is only one paragraph. So let's just read it right now. Then we'll come back and read it next week. Neither YFCC nor any POD shall approve a new contract for a member who has, and we just, or any POD. This will be when we grow big enough and there are pod member services officers. When we go big enough, so right now it's YFCC, but we're leaving the nomenclature in there because if we grow big enough, then there will be a pod membership coordinator, and they will be making contracts or signing contracts to distribute the workload. So we'll leave that in there for right now. Neither YFCC nor any pod shall approve a new contract for a member who has a debt to YFCC or any YFCC pod exceeding $50. Unless the member is on or in compliance with the valid payment plan. Every July, the membership coordinator is to remind all pod membership coordinators, pod treasurers, and debtors of this policy. So, again, a lot of this right now will just be handled with the member services, membership coordinator. But in the future, if we leave this nomenclature in here, then it gives us the ability to have pod membership service coordinators. Membership coordinators, and that we can move those duties down to the pod level. Okay, so I don't think we have to change it. So we'll pick it up at section 12.02 on next week at that meeting, and I think we could probably be able to get through probably 12.05 or 6 next week. Because two through four are one paragraph section. And if they don't apply, then we will, if it doesn't apply to what we're doing, then we will modify as needed. With that being said, Sister Denise, would you pray us out?
Yes. Thank you, Father, for this meeting and for us to move forward. And thank you for Brother Miles, and everybody that's on the phone, and Sister Mary. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Amen. All right, so may the Most High bless you, may He keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Remember, I love you, I really do, but I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Remember, saints, fear Yah and keep His commandments, for this is the whole name of man. Shalom, and I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The meeting is now. And we will be on this. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, everybody.
Tomorrow for Oh, and remember, in September, we will start having the meetings in the private room, and they will not be published on the internet.
All right.
Okay. September 17th. We keep it. Okay, so let me roll the credits, and we'll get out of here. And Sister Denise, get somewhere and cool off.
Yeah.
I know it's over 100 every place. Sister Mary, stay safe in that heat.
Just throw some water bottles in the bed with you. It works.
Don't do that.
It doesn't work. She's cold. It works.
Once it starts sweating, then you're going to think you peed on yourself.
Right.
No, put a sock on it or a towel around it or like a washcloth.
Right.
Just take the hot water bottle, stick it in the freezer. You won't have no problem. All right. Peace and blessings.
Have no beginning, and you have no end.
So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a bus. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign.
Shalom, family. Peace and blessings to everyone. See you guys on tomorrow. For Saturday. I was thinking about that. All right.
Tuesday. I'm trying to get to work.
They always have to be there at 5:30. Wow. You did? Mm-hmm. Just eat up my
five. But there's only one, and if I didn't have to, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. Oh, that window right here. That's all.